Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Stronger Minds podcast with me, Kimberly Wilson. I'm a chartered practitioner, psychologist, and author with a master's degree in nutrition. So I talk about psychology, mental health, food, and everything in between. The aim is that you leave this short podcast informed and in possession of some helpful, practical tips to support your well-being. At time of recording, it's Brain Awareness Week, and in this episode, I'll be answering brain health questions that you submitted on Instagram. So let's get on with it. Is omega-3 helpful for the brain, and if so, are vegan supplements as effective? In short, yes, omega-3 is very, very helpful for the brain. Omega-3 essential fats fulfill dozens of important roles in the brain. Here are just a few of the ways it supports your brain health and function. First of all, they form a significant portion of your brain cell membranes. For example, one of the hallmarks of babies who contracted Zika virus in the womb is a condition called microcephaly, where the brain is underdeveloped, and as a consequence, the babies are born with smaller heads. And these children will often have cognitive impairments as well. So one of the actions of Zika virus is to degrade the MFSD2A transporter in the blood-brain barrier, and I will explain. So imagine that your brain is an exclusive members club or nightclub, and only a select few are allowed in. To control who gets in, you have a doorman, who we will call Big Bob the Bouncer, BBB, and also Tina, who is in control of the guest list. So very, very few compounds are allowed straight through, things like water, glucose, and a few amino acids to make neurotransmitters. And in our analogy, this is like if Beyonce turned up. You wouldn't ask her for her name, you would just usher her straight through. But other compounds need to be escorted in. So Bob, the BBB, the blood-brain barrier, stops them, but then Tina, the transporter, checks the name, takes them by the hand and shows them in. So Tina is the transporter, and what Zika virus does is to take her out of action so that the omega-3s kind of pile up outside but can't get into the brain. And then conversely, in cell studies, pre-treating human cells with omega-3s protected the cell from Zika virus, reduced the ability of the virus to reproduce, turned on anti-inflammatory responses, and restored mitochondrial function. So we can see from this extreme but illustrative example that these essential fats are absolutely crucial for the normal development of your brain. And if that uptake of omega-3s is impaired, then we get quite significant damage to brain development. Omega-3s also help to ensure that the receptors for your neurotransmitters, so things like your serotonin, your dopamine, acetylcholine, are the right shape to be able to receive and pass on messages. We also know that higher levels of omega-3s are associated with slower brain aging and the retention of your brain volume. Because if you didn't know, if you haven't read my books, you might not know that your brain starts to shrink as you age. So from, and it depends on kind of your baseline health, but let's say from your late 50s, you're losing about 0.5% of your overall brain volume per year. And it's this loss of brain volume, this brain shrinkage, that is associated with the cognitive decline, so the kind of slowing of your mental faculties that is so commonly associated with aging. And what we know is that maintaining higher levels of omega-3s can slow down this process. It helps you to hold on to that brain volume and supports the retention of your cognitive functions. Omega-3s and their derivatives are also essential for lowering inflammation. So the derivative of omega-3s are literally called resolvins because they resolve inflammation. And we know that neuroinflammation, so inflammation in the brain, is a feature of a number of psychiatric and neurological conditions, including depression, PTSD, schizophrenia and psychotic disorders, and Alzheimer's disease. So that is just a tiny number of the many important functions of omega-3 in the brain. So yes, they are very important. And as ever, coming back to the question, as ever, it's best to focus on the food sources of your nutrients, not least of all because nutrients work in synergy. And when you eat the whole food, you get this combination of nutrients that work together. Most of the studies on the benefits of omega-3s come from studies of whole foods or overall diets. And the UK recommendation of eating one portion of oily fish per week would cover this. So that's about 170 gram portion of mackerel once a week gives you the amount of omega-3 associated with reduced risk of cardiovascular disease. That said, in some of the clinical studies, high supplemental doses or a high red blood cell level of omega-3 has been shown to be beneficial in cases of depression and Alzheimer's disease risk. And omega-3 supplements during pregnancy also lower the risk of premature delivery. So if you can't or don't eat oily fish for whatever reason, to meet the UK recommendations, you would need a supplement that provides 500 milligrams per day of combined EPA and DHA. And this is the level, as I say, that is recommended for otherwise healthy adults to lower the risk of coronary heart disease. So you're looking for an algal-based source of EPA and DHA, 500 milligrams per day. So related to that question is, does the oxidation factor of omega-3 matter? And if so, can you recommend a brand? So in terms of oxidation, if you imagine the structure of a fat like a banqueting table, then a saturated fat, so one that is solid at room temperature, is a table that has all of its seats filled with guests. And those guests are hydrogen molecules. And that's what makes these fats so stable. But in a very unsaturated fat, like the omega-3s, you've got some empty seats at those tables. And what can happen is that with exposure to air, heat, and light, some oxygen molecules jump into those seats and the fat becomes rancid. Now, you can slow down this process. If you are using supplements, you can slow down this process by keeping your supplements in the fridge and keeping them out of sunlight in general. So whether you take a liquid supplement or a pill, make sure that you're keeping them dark and cold. Studies of American fish oil supplements found that between 10 to 20% had higher than recommended levels of rancidity. But it's not clear how harmful rancidity is, although it does seem to make the supplement less effective. You can search for the brand that you use on the International Fish Oil Standards website. And brands that I like include Wiley's Finest, Bear Biology, and Nordic Naturals. Next question, magnesium and the brain, signs of deficiency. So magnesium is an essential mineral, which means you have to get it from the diet. And magnesium is required for hundreds of enzyme reactions in the body and is linked to the healthy management of blood glucose, for example. In the brain, it helps to lower inflammation, which we mentioned earlier. And it's also essential for signal transmission, the ability of your neurons to send signals. And this is a reason that low magnesium, chronically low magnesium, can cause muscle twitching and impaired movement of your eyes. It also supports the integrity of the blood-brain barrier, so helping to keep our friend Bob nice and healthy so he can make sure no ragamuffins cross the threshold into your brain. We know that magnesium is lost when we are in states of stress. And this creates a bit of a vicious cycle because we require magnesium. So the HPA axis, part of your stress response, requires magnesium to function well. And this means that psychological signs of magnesium deficiency can include things like feelings of stress and anxiety, depression, apathy or a lack of interest, and flat emotions. Interestingly, magnesium deficiency is common in Western populations because we aren't eating enough of the foods that are good sources of magnesium, which include nuts and seeds in particular, beans and legumes, dark leafy green vegetables, and whole grains. The recommendation for the UK is 300 milligrams for men and 270 milligrams for women per day. And those are adults between the ages of 19 to 64. And it's worth knowing that taking supplemental doses higher than this, so 400 milligrams or more per day, can have a laxative effect. So don't exceed your supplemental dose if you decide to choose a supplement. But as ever, the recommendation would be that you focus on increasing your diet quality to get sufficient magnesium through whole foods. Relatedly, I eat a lot of whole foods. Should I be taking magnesium supplements? My position is probably not. So for example, 100 grams of pumpkin seeds contain 550 milligrams of magnesium. 100 grams of spinach provides 90 milligrams. The same amount of oats gives you 140 milligrams. And the same amount, so 100 grams of black beans gives you 70 milligrams. So if you're eating plenty of nuts, seeds, beans, greens, and whole grains, you should be absolutely fine. Are there any dietary supplements proven to aid sleep? Now, the data are really mixed here. So there's no clear supplement that is definitely going, or in most cases, likely to help improve your sleep. The nutrient that I was just talking about, so magnesium, helps with muscle relaxation. So some people find that it can really help them to feel calm physically, particularly if they've had a stressful day or they're prone to anxiety. They can find that it helps to create the kind of physical state that allows them to drift off into sleep. And there is some evidence supporting magnesium with sleep or improving sleep in those with insomnia. Similarly, vitamin D has been shown to help those with sleep disorders. But again, in both of these cases, it seems to be about restoring states of deficiency. So where people are already deficient in magnesium or vitamin D and getting them back to a baseline level, rather than these things will just help you generally. But I should point out that the most common causes of sleep disturbance are psychological. They're things like stress, worries, and anxiety. And so for this reason, the number one recommended treatment for poor sleep is a specialized talking therapy called CBTI, CBT for insomnia. So the first line treatments for sleep problems aren't medications, and they probably wouldn't be supplements. It would be something like CBTI. And you can search online for CBTI trained psychologists who can help you with your sleep issues. Okay, it's time to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking sugar and anxiety, celiac disease and the brain, and my top recommendations for brain healthy foods.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome back. The advertisements you just heard are automatically generated. I have no idea what you heard. You'll get a different one depending on where you are in the world. If you're someone who would prefer an ad-free listening experience, or you simply enjoy the podcast, you find it helpful, you find it informative, perhaps you're someone who's used my resources in teaching or training or in your coaching with your clients, please consider becoming a patron. It's the price of a hot chocolate once a month and it allows me to sustain the podcast. But if that's not accessible for you, you can always listen to the free feed, which is the one you're listening to right now. It's the same content. For those interested in becoming patrons, it's patreon.com/Kimberly Wilson, and that's Kimberly with an L-E-Y. The next question is, does sugar cause anxiety symptoms? I'm going to say probably not. there is evidence that overall diets that are high in energy and ultra-processed foods tend to be associated with greater anxiety. But it's not clear at all that it's the sugar that's causing this. Because on the flip side, these people will be eating less whole grains, less omega-3, and the other nutrients associated with better mood or better cognitive function. So it could be that the issue is that these individuals are missing out on the protective effects of a higher quality diet, rather than it's the sugar that's the problem. Do you see what I mean? Alternatively, it could be that anxious people eat more sugary foods, because it's true that we often crave carbohydrate-rich foods when we're stressed. And this makes sense because physiologically, carbohydrates blunt the stress response. There is evidence that sugar-sweetened beverages as an individual category are associated with increased markers of inflammation, and excess inflammation in the body is not particularly helpful. So if you drink a lot of sweetened drinks, then there is an argument to cut back. But otherwise, no, there's no clear and consistent convincing evidence that sugar on its own causes anxiety symptoms. How does celiac disease affect the brain? Celiac disease, which affects about 1% of Western populations, is an autoimmune condition in which the immune system attacks the gut when that person consumes gluten, which is a protein that's found in some grains, such as wheat, rye, and barley. So alongside the gastrointestinal symptoms like abdominal pain, bloating, and constipation, there are some common brain and mental health symptoms and conditions. The most common ones are anxiety, depression, and cognitive deficits like slower reaction times, which patients tend to describe as brain fog. Also seen, though less commonly than mood disorders, are for some people autistic spectrum disorders and ADHD. And a recent study that compared the brains of people diagnosed with celiac disease with healthy controls found some evidence of white matter damage, and white matter are the connections between your brain cells. What's not clear is what's accounting for these findings. Now, it could be that the same genes that make someone vulnerable to celiacs also make them vulnerable to some of these other psychiatric conditions. We do know that the damage to the gut in celiac disease causes poor absorption of vitamins and minerals. And it could be that if this has gone on for a long time, these long-term deficiencies in key nutrients could contribute to neurological conditions. Another possibility is that long-term exposure to gluten in undiagnosed celiac patients causes damage to the brain, which doesn't have the opportunity to repair. Or it could be that these psychological symptoms are an unrecognized category of symptom of celiac disease itself. That is to say that it's not just a disease of the gut, it's a systemic disease that affects the whole body, including the brain. And of course, it could be that having a chronic illness that limits your food options, perhaps takes away your favorite foods, impairs your ability to eat socially, simply these kind of social effects could increase your likelihood of anxiety and depression. So there do seem to be these associations, or at least a greater risk of psychological and neuropsychiatric conditions alongside celiac disease. What's not clear are the underlying mechanisms, but what it does suggest is that if celiacs is suspected, it's really important to get to your GP, be assessed as quickly as possible, and to shift to a gluten-free diet, which is the only treatment for celiac disease, so that you can start repairing the damage to the gut as soon as possible. Someone has asked about top 10 brain-friendly foods. So rather than talking about individual foods, let me talk about categories, because getting a variety is the best idea in terms of both overall nutrition and the pleasure of eating. So for me, at the top, I personally would put oily fish and seafood for the omega-3s, the B12, and the essential minerals like iodine and zinc found in this category of foods. So that'll include things like sardines, mackerel, anchovies, salmon, herring, trout, and mussels. Then leafy green vegetables. Eating these foods every day slows brain aging. Things like spinach, chard, cavolo nero, rocket, watercress, and those other leafy greens, lettuces, that sort of thing. Nuts and seeds, which ideally should be raw and unsalted, please. Berries. We know that the compounds that give these foods their bright colour increase the blood flow in the brain, and that improves your cognitive performance. beans and legumes, because when your gut microbes break down the fibers in beans, they produce compounds that protect the BBB. Whole grains, largely for the same reason. Olive oil. Alliums, so members of the onion family, like onions, leeks, chives, and garlic. And then my final category, and this is non-exhaustive, these are just things that I think are quite important to eat on a regular basis, but I'm going to throw in fermented foods. Technically, the data is still coming in on what this category of foods does specifically and for whom, but what we know for now is that regular consumption increases gut microbiome diversity, and that seems to be linked to better overall health. For anybody who's interested in more information or specifics or suggestions on how to eat these foods, you'll find more details on the links between diet and brain health in chapter 7 of my first book, How to Build a Healthy Brain. Okay, so I am going to stop there for today and come back with a round 2 to answer the rest of your questions. If you enjoyed this episode, please consider sharing it or leaving a positive review. It really helps other people to find it. And for now, that just leaves me to thank you very much for listening. And until next time, eat your beans and take very good care.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.